The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, so when's your next vacation? When was your last vacation? And on your last vacation, did you have that weird feeling on the very last day, that overwhelming sense that when you get home, all heck is going to break loose and you're just like afraid to open up your inbox and you're already dreading the thought of going home and returning to reality? Well, if that's you, or if you have an upcoming vacation that you would love for it to be stress-free, you are in luck. This is your episode.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
So if you've been a longtime listener, you know the story. But if you're relatively new here, hello. Nice to meet you. Welcome. Thank you for joining the family. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for spending some time with me right now with your earbuds, or if you're listening to this on a stereo, wherever you're listening to this, I just want to first off thank you for the time that you're spending with me. But if we're new, just getting to know each other, you should probably know in another lifetime, not too many years ago, I was a complete workaholic, kind of stressaholic. I only knew go, 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 go. I had a very difficult time vacationing, taking a day off. If someone said, hey, we're planning a vacation, someone kind of specifically being my husband, I would pretend, like smile and act really excited, but inside I would have a panic attack. Like, how am I supposed to relax? Vacation, that doesn't even sound fun. Why would I want to take a vacation? I love work. That was my drug of choice. I could immerse myself in work and just doing and trying to do things for other people so that I could kind of define myself by helping other people. Anyways, I am no longer that person. Of course, I'm a work in progress, so I'm always trying to keep myself accountable. But I would say it was maybe 5-6 years ago, maybe now I'm close to 7 years ago, where I started understanding that that had to change and not quite knowing how to do it. We were taking a vacation to Maui as a family. I knew that this drive to work and this insatiable, I guess, need to be busy and to not just like relax and think, it was so powerful that I knew it was having negative consequences. And I wanted to be like those people who could just unplug and unwind, you know, which is interesting because my dad can do that. And I've always really admired that quality in him. He's a very hardworking man with incredible work ethic. And I think myself, my sister, my brother, we all kind of get some of our compulsive workaholic type qualities from him. But I do remember growing up that when he turned off work, he could just turn it off. He just shut it down. Didn't talk about work, didn't think about work. And if somebody brought it up, I would remember he'd kind of like make this face and his face would kind of turn red and he'd say, do we have to talk about work? Let's not talk about work. And that's a really great quality. I wanted to adopt that quality. I just didn't know how, kind of like someone who drinks too much but doesn't want to be drinking that much and they don't know how to stop. So they look at other people who are able to do it within reason and they just try to copy their behaviors, right? So, you know, it's many years ago and my husband says we're going to take this trip to Hawaii as a family. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm going to do like those people do who are able to shut off work. And I actually read an article, I can't even remember what website it was on now, but specifically gave you tips on how to set up a vacation reply to your email, how to reach you in the event of an emergency, but that you were not going to be checking in on email, how to set up boundaries for yourself with regard to social media. Of course, social media at that time, which isn't that long ago, wasn't that big of a deal, but it was still there, you know, and I was still very attached to my digital devices, but I read this article and I really wanted to unplug and I really wanted to do this for my family. I wanted to do it for myself too. I wanted to like kind of prove to myself that I could actually unplug from work. And I'll just never forget being in Maui feeling so overwhelmed because even though I was following through on all these things, even though I had given people a way to reach me if there were an emergency, I wasn't checking in. I wasn't checking emails. I wasn't getting ahead in the projects I knew would be there waiting for me upon my return. I was really trying to unplug, and each and every day I could feel my anxiety level rise. And I didn't feel normal. I didn't feel good. I wasn't enjoying my vacation. Here it was, the first time I'd ever taken a vacation and done zero work. And I can't think of a vacation where I was more miserable and more stressed. So I'm saying that because that might be right for you. Like, maybe that's what you need to do. I think the best example is my dad, right? Like, that would be good for my dad, but it wasn't good for me. And since that time, I'm a different person, obviously, for many reasons. Number one, just self-reflection, listening to podcasts, reading books, understanding where that workaholic drive came from, understanding what it means to be enough. And of course, therapy, like a great therapist will help you figure out, okay, so like, why are you doing this? Why is it you can't relax? Why? What is it that's driving your drive, if you will? So I'm a much more evolved person, certainly still a work in progress, but I've since learned how to find balance. And what I was trying to do was kind of the all or nothing. I'm recording this for you right now on my very last day of a 10-day vacation, and I feel amazing, and I'm excited to go home, and I don't have anxiety, and I don't have that panicked feeling like, oh my gosh, what's waiting for me when I get home? I feel refreshed. I feel overwhelmed with gratitude. I feel rested. I feel restored. I feel so happy. And that's what a vacation should feel like, whether it's 2 days or 10 days or a month. And I want to share with you the strategies that I have over the course of these many years learned work for me. And I say that because they might not work for you. You might need to be that person who completely unplugs and can just like turn the world off for 10 days. That wasn't good for me. So I'm going to share with you strategies that I have found help me to feel the feelings I just described for you. And it starts with this. Number one, before your vacation, understand what makes you feel grounded when you're not on vacation. For me, that is my morning routine. So it's really important that I keep my morning routine intact as much as possible while I'm on vacation. Like, not being a control freak about it, but understanding that there are certain things that allow me to feel good, like waking up early, planning my schedule. Even when I'm on vacation, the next day, even if there's only like, you know, a few things I'm going to do, I still write out my schedule in my journal. I use my Smart Life journal and I just kind of sketch it out. Even if like 8 of those hours in the middle of the day are spent snowboarding and hanging out with friends, I still write it down. And that's important because it grounds me. My exercise helps me to feel normal. You know, if you take medication to stabilize, like maybe you struggle with depression, that's a real thing, or your blood pressure has to be monitored and you have to take blood pressure medication, you're going to take that on vacation with you so that you can be healthy and feel your best. These habits for me are what make me feel my best. It's like leaving home without bringing your medication. This for me is what makes me enjoy my vacation. And in the past, I wouldn't do these things because I felt guilty. Like, oh gosh, if I schedule a few things during my vacation, then people are going to think that I'm, you know, I'm a lunatic or I have OCD. Now I'm like, my vacation is about me feeling refreshed. And that's important to me. So here's a list of the things that I need to make certain. And I want you to make a list too. Like, what things make you feel grounded when you're at home? Because you want to make sure you can do those things on vacation. For me, it's planning my schedule the night before. It is having my food, having access to my food. So I'm going to plan those things before my vacation. Can I have food delivered? Is there a Whole Foods nearby? Is there the opportunity to shop at places where there's organic fruits and vegetables? You know, I want to look at those things in advance. The next thing I need to make sure is exercise. That's my drug of choice. That is what makes me feel happy and alive. And it's what keeps me young. It's what keeps me going. So I want to be able to make sure that I can exercise nearly every day. And that doesn't necessarily mean I'm training like, I'm getting ready for something, but that I can get my blood pumping and I can feel and look my best. Another thing that really makes me feel grounded is alone time. Now, my introverts, don't underestimate the value of having some time to yourself, even when you're on vacation. Your spouse already knows this, that when you are your best, you treat them the best possible, right? And when you're on vacation, sometimes you're in one, you know, a smaller cramped environment, or you're with relatives or friends or whatever. You've got to make sure, if you're an introvert or the kind of person who needs a moment to yourself to recharge, that's up to you to figure out when and where that's going to happen so that you can be your best on vacation and when you return. And along those same lines, people, like being around the right kind of people. I'm one who believes that we should really choose carefully the people who we are investing our time with. We have so little time in this life on this planet that every minute that we have choice, right? Like sometimes you don't have choice. Sometimes you just got to be with family, you got to make the best of it. Or you got to be with, you know, a coworker who you don't particularly enjoy, whatever. But where there is choice, especially as it relates to vacation, do your best to make certain that you're around people who actually help you feel refreshed and renewed and happy. And if circumstances are such, let's say you're, you know, you have to travel with your husband back to spend time with his family, and your mother-in-law, bless her heart, just bless her heart, she is so good at pointing out all your shortcomings and it sucks the energy right out of you. Well, deal with it. Like, deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, realize it's her issue and not yours. Don't take it on your husband. That's hashtag rude, right? Unless he's like not sticking up for you. That's a whole nother episode. But just deal with it, because mom's not going to change. And ultimately, at the end of the day, just lead with love. Understand that she's doing the best that she can. It is her issue, not yours. But be aware ahead of time that you're going to need a break from that. And don't expect it to be a big deal. Low key it. Don't make such a big deal about things. Just go with the flow. Be happy that the people who we love are still alive, even if they are imperfectly flawed, because we are too. But where you have the ability to choose the people that you're with, choose wisely. Next, oftentimes when we're going on vacation, we're doing so with someone that we love or going to visit someone that we love. It is best to have important conversations before your vacation. Don't make it a big deal. Don't make it about them. Make it about you. Let them know how excited you are about your upcoming break, spending time with them, and also to let them know what it is you need in order to feel really restored. Here's what I mean by that. If you are, quote unquote, a workaholic who can't put their device down, who is always on their laptop, who can absolutely not unplug, you've got to make some compromises. However, going cold turkey is going to make you a miserable person to be around, number one. And number two, you know, quite frankly, if you are the breadwinner, if you're a person who has to be on your phone, you have to check in with the boss from time to time or your team, you've got to make sure the bills are getting paid. It's kind of unrealistic to think that you're going to be completely unplugged and also feel stress-free when you've got all this responsibility on your shoulders. Make a compromise. Rather than, you know, being on your device all the time, set up some boundaries. Like, say to your partner, it's really important to me so that I feel as though I can continue to enjoy this vacation, that I check in with the team, or that I check emails every day from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. My friend Brendan Burchard has this policy with his wife, and it's this. While she's showering and getting ready, he can go online and get caught up with his business. So if she takes a long shower, he's got a longer opportunity to check in and figure out what's going on. If it's a quick shower, then he's got to get off his device when she's done so that they can spend quality time together. Whatever the boundaries are, make sure you're compromising, that it's enough so that you still feel like you can enjoy your vacation, you can be fun, and you can be present, but not so much that your partner feels like they are simply in another location and here you are still attached to your devices and not able to be present. Set some boundaries and stick to them, because if you're going to compromise in this way, it's really important that you honor your own boundaries, not only for your loved one, but for yourself. For me personally, while I'm on vacation, I will check social media for about 20 minutes in the morning while I'm getting ready. All my other morning routines stay the same. I listen to a podcast or an audiobook, or I listen to an online training. I schedule my morning. I use my Smart Life push journal every day so I can track my food. Yes, even on vacation. I use that so I can kind of schedule what my day looks like because, you know, the bottom line is there's nothing worse than going on a vacation, whether it's 3 days or 10 days, and realizing there were so many things you wanted to do and you didn't do them because you just let your days drift by. Even your time off should have intention. Like, live this life with intention, with purpose, with a plan. It gives you so much more freedom. I think it's a misconception that a plan, a schedule is too rigid or that it's too structured for vacation. I disagree. I think you're going to have so much more freedom and be able to fit in so much more life. You'll be able to live life when you have a plan. Next, if your vacation is meant to make you feel better, why would you put poison in your body? Now, hold up, girlfriend, boyfriend, you know I am not trying to say don't get your cocktail on. You know, this is all supposed to be 100% clean eating, even when you're on vacation. No. I'm just saying you want to feel good, right? And so why would you put poison in your body while you're trying to feel refreshed and restored and renewed? So try to adhere to the same kind of eating that you do when you're at home. And I'm never going to be someone who's going to tell you to go 100%. I love that 85-15 rule. I love you having a sense of moderation. I don't think it makes sense to drink every night of your vacation. Granted, I've taken vacations where I've had a cocktail every night and I don't feel better when I go home. So, you know, if you have one cocktail a week or one a month, then just kind of try to stick something close to that. Just don't go crazy on your vacation, because otherwise you'll go home and you'll be one of those people who thinks they need to go on a 3-day, you know, only drinking lemon water and having a mint toothpick for dinner kind of people. Like, what's the point if you have such gluttony on your vacation where you're having desserts after every meal and cocktails every night and not exercising, eating fried foods, and then you go home? Like, why would you undo all of the hard work that you did to look amazing on your vacation? Just continue it. In fact, one of my absolute favorite things to do while I'm on vacation is extend my workouts. Because at home, you know, there is a little bit more of a schedule. People are expecting me to show up at work. While I'm on vacation, it's not that I work out like, okay, how do I explain this? I work out with greater leisure. So I'm on vacation. If I'm going to do a HIIT workout and strength training, yeah, I might waste some time taking some pictures for Instagram in between those two workouts. Like, there's not as much pressure. And I'm telling you, it feels so good to not be rushed, to enjoy my workout. And that's one thing that Brett and I love to do together. No matter where we're traveling, we try to find a cool little local gym, like a studio or something that's privately owned, so we can experience the people. We can try new classes. We do this all the time, and it's something we both look forward to. And it helps us stay on track, and it gives us a new experience, which helps us to grow, which gives us something to talk about. Like, that's what vacations are about, is growth. It's not about, you know, gluttony. So if you want to come back feeling restored, renewed, feeling as though you've got more energy to take on your life, then make sure that all the things that make you feel good and grounded, all the things that make you happy, all the things that make you grow, all the things that make you proud, you're doing those things on vacation too, but maybe without as much work. How about that? Not thinking so much about work, but this is my last tip for you. I don't know that it helps you or anyone else to completely unplug and not check in or do just a little bit of work each day if doing so makes you calmer, more present, more able to enjoy every part of your vacation, including the last day. I just know too many people that completely unplug and their last day or two of their vacations, they're so overwhelmed by the thought of what they're going to return to, that it kind of ruins the end of their vacation. It leaves a bad taste in their mouth as they're leaving. I'm leaving Park City in another 30 minutes from now. And I can tell you, I spent the morning drinking coffee with close friends. Last night, I enjoyed the most amazing dinner with six other couples. We talked about what makes a great marriage, what keeps couples together, what it means to go through hard times. We talked about growth. We talked about therapy. Like, my cup runneth over. I feel so renewed, so happy, so blessed, so grateful. And I was able to be so present in those conversations and just, man, shredding up the mountain and having such a good time. And I really think it's because I spent, you know, maybe 45 minutes maximum, an hour each day, just checking in, doing a few things that make me feel like I'm going to come home tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to return to Southern California and I'm going to feel amazing. I'm not going to feel overwhelmed or stressed or like I need a vacation from my vacation. So remember this, plan and think ahead before your next vacation so that you can truly be present, enjoy it, and get the most out of every moment. I love you, and I really appreciate, beyond what you could ever imagine, that you spend this time listening with me. And I'll see you soon. Love ya. Bye.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.